place for ever prisoners.
Guantanamo is not so much a physical place. It's the idea of there being a legal black hole where the rule of law does not apply. Whether you physically situate that in Guantanamo, Cuba, or someplace else around the world, or within the borders of the United States, the problem is that there can be a legal black hole where the rule of law does not apply. These are the words of Gary Thompson, a lawyer who represents detainees on a pro bono basis. January 2017 saw the 15th anniversary of the Guantanamo military prison in Cuba. The U.S. military facility had been opened following the 9/11 so-called terror attacks in 2001. Guantanamo Bay Prison was opened in January 2002. It has since been dogged by secrecy, controversy, debate, and shame.
Guantanamo has been built on how to destroy a human being totally, how to damage him mentally, physically, spiritually.
780 men and teenagers have been held at the U.S. naval base since it opened 15 years ago. With the end of President Barack Obama's term late last year and Donald Trump's election victory, the prisoners of Guantanamo and indeed the world wait with bated breath concerning the fate of the inmates. U.S. President Barack Obama in January 2009, in the days immediately following his inauguration, had signed the executive order to close the prison. There was apparently little doubt at the time he would shutter the prison that has become a worldwide symbol of abuse. This is the voice of Shakir Amir, a Saudi national, a British resident, released 14 years after he had been detained.
It has to be closed because a place like that shouldn't exist in our time. I mean, how can you justify keeping people for 14 years and telling the world that you cannot prosecute them, neither you cannot let them go because they are too dangerous? I mean, these people are too dangerous to let go, and it's too hard to prosecute, actually impossible to prosecute, because it will show the failure of the intelligence service, in this case for all these years, that they couldn't prove that these brothers did anything wrong. 98% out of those people, they have nothing wrong.
Obama apparently lamented his failure to close this prison right up to his final days in office. Now Guantanamo belongs to Trump, and no one knows exactly what this era will bring. For the prisoners of Guantanamo, after 15 years, the future is more uncertain than ever. U.S. President Donald Trump, during his election campaign, had vowed to keep the facility open, tweeting,
"This morning I watched President Obama talking about Gitmo, right? Guantanamo Bay, which, by the way, we are keeping open, and we're gonna load it up with some bad dudes. Believe me, we're gonna load it up."
When Obama inherited Guantanamo Bay in 2009, he enjoyed bipartisan support for closing the prison. In fact, both he and his campaign opponent, John McCain, were in agreement on this issue. However, when Obama began acting on his campaign promise to close the facility, he was met by fierce resistance from Republicans in Congress. Obama cowardly responded by retreating, and the damage was done. He was shown to be vulnerable, and his weak point was his perceived treatment of so-called war on terror captives. With fear-mongering from Republicans between 2011 and 2012, there was a 15-month stretch of absolutely no transfers out of Guantanamo at all. Last year, December, Thompson said, with Trump's inauguration drawing ever rapidly closer, we're at a point in time where there's a window closing fast on the release of several dozen men who are fully cleared for release. Trump had tweeted there should be no more releases from Gitmo. He now, as U.S. president, has the power to hold so-called terror suspects in military detention, and they have a very limited ability to challenge their own captivity. The root problem in the changing of hands seems to be the Obama administration believed that detention without trial is lawful. The United States Defense Department had rejected arguments that normal criminal law was relevant to the Guantanamo detainees. Secondly, Obama himself had weakened due process protections for the detainees of Guantanamo. In 2008, a Supreme Court ruling gave Guantanamo detainees the right to challenge their detention by filing habeas corpus petitions in a federal court. Habeas corpus is a recourse in law whereby a person can report an unlawful detention or imprisonment before a court. The administration of Barack Obama, however, appealed the petitions, leading to almost all the favorable verdicts being reversed. Eventually, the appeals court imposed legal standards that would earn the label of forever prisoners for Gitmo detainees. Further, while Obama said he wants to close Guantanamo and in fact had closed black sites or secret prisons all over the world, there was never any congressional prohibition of the CIA performing interrogations or detentions. Obama also argued that prisoners in U.S. military facilities abroad do not have habeas corpus rights in an American court. All of this could actually help Donald Trump. There are fears he could reopen the black sites and create more Guantanamos. President Barack Obama, however, did supposedly stop the use of torture. Amongst the innumerable so-called advanced interrogation techniques practiced at the prison was sleep deprivation. One inmate, Salim Hamdan, was not allowed to sleep for 50 days in 2003. His lawyers say that would constitute torture. It causes hallucinations, psychosis, and lowered immunity. It also lowers tolerance to pain, making the victim more liable to cooperate with interrogators.
I've been kept for 9 days continuously, awake, standing, almost 18 hours a day, and yet they don't call it torture. Let's practice that enhanced technique on you. Let's see, is it torture or not?
The infamous waterboarding or simulated drowning was performed on one inmate, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, 183 times. Mohammed has been labeled the principal architect of the 911 attacks. He has confessed to a role in most of the most significant terror plots over the last 20 years. The use of enhanced interrogation techniques or torture has, however, put his confessions into question. Interrogators in Guantanamo have also resorted to the use of dogs to scare the detainee. One inmate said he still sees dogs in his dreams, that they are coming for him and are going to bite him. There are plenty of other enhanced interrogation techniques, amongst them also sexual abuse and humiliation. President Trump has vowed to keep up waterboarding and, quote, a hell of a lot worse, adding that they deserve it. Guantanamo has seen at least 60 children of various ages having been detained within its walls of shame. Some were teenagers, some juveniles. Many have grown into men at the facility. A famous case is one of the now free Umar Khadr. Khadr, a Canadian, had been 15 when he was taken, injured and bleeding, in crossfire in Afghanistan. He was accused of having thrown a grenade at a U.S. soldier. Umar Khadr finally confessed and pleaded guilty after years of solitary confinement and torture in 2010. In a video released at the insistence of the Canadian government during a so-called interrogation, Umar can be heard crying and calling out for his mom. Would Donald Trump object to jailing children? The scantiest of associations are enough to gain one a place in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. There have been suicides at Guantanamo Bay, murders disguised as suicides, attempted suicides.
Once they put you in that box, you just feel like you are you feel like a rat. You feel like you are not a human being. You are a rat under experiment. When you inflict a pain on people and you make them go crazy until they kill themselves, whom to blame? Whom to blame?
What we do know is that President Barack Obama rushed in his last days in office to free as many men as possible from remaining there before Trump came into power.
They put so much lies. That is so much, it makes me so much laughing because they couldn't prove any of it. And it makes me like, wow, man. What about the people they were with Bin Laden? Close people to Bin Laden. They all gone home long time ago. Yeah, because they made a deal. They said, yes, we are guilty, no problem, say anything, but we want to go home. Okay, you want to go home? We'll give you this time, and say this, okay. And they said it. These guys who are sitting there right now, they don't want to make a deal because they don't have anything to say to make a deal. I mean, you send some guys, Ghana. I mean, how these guys, they're going to live? How are they going to live among people they don't know nothing about their culture? They are isolated. So they are from one jail to another jail. But actually, I think all what they're trying to do is get back to their wives and kids.
At least 22 of them had actually been cleared for release. With Donald Trump in power, will these men ever see the light of day?
Trump has taken presidency in time for the trial of the century. Donald J. Trump wants to send more people to Guantanamo. The military commission that had begun on the 25th of January is the first military proceedings to take place at Guantanamo since Trump took office. It's a perfect example of the endless legal entanglement that would create. The five prime 911 defendants are on trial. But what's being called the trial of the century is expected to take a century to try. The public sessions have already been adjourned to March.
Everything happening to us is a war crime in Guantanamo. Everything is happening right now is a war crime in Guantanamo.